It's Around the Lunch Table.
It's your boys, Jay and Z.
Let's get rowdy up in here.
Oh, God. What is this fucking 1-4? Is this 1-4? I'm going to check and make sure.
Sierra 117?
Spot, dude, the fucking first episode of that was fucking nuts.
Speaking of which, when does the new Halo season come out? Okay, I thought it was fucking good.
The first episode was. Dude. It dragged on for a few.
First episode when those kids are running and the elite just like slaughter all these kids. I'm like, okay, this is a sick show.
Yeah, it was.
I'm not saying it's sick because there's genocide.
No,
of course. Genocide adds a really good element.
I think you confuse genocide with just murder. Genocide is wiping out an entire race.
You don't actually have to wipe out an entire race to call it genocide.
That's what genocide is.
It can be genocide or without wiping. Genocide. You can't kill the entire. You don't have to kill the entire race for it to be genocide. You'd be hunting one race to kill a bunch of them, it'd still be genocide.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that.
Oh, God. Head of foreign relations and foreign law over here.
Yeah. Oh.
You ever thought there's just like a lot of like on the other aside from the US in our little world,
okay,
there's just so many weird things going on. Like today, for example, I was watching this video of this chick in Korea, and their 7-Eleven was insane. She goes in, there's 80 types of ramen. They have these in like store tables that you can eat. There's this tuna wrapped like sushi bar.
It's a 7-Eleven though, like the brand?
It's literally 7-Eleven. It's literally 7-Eleven.
Huh.
But it was like super nice. There's all these types of ramen and shit, and there's places you can sit. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, it actually has the 7-Eleven sign on it. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Do you ever just think it's just maybe better a lot of places?
I think they just adapt to their market. I mean, we like soda and cheap fucking candy, but they over there, they got like possums hanging from the ceiling. You know, you can probably get fresh cooked meat and, you know, there's a butcher shop and, you know, I mean, no, that's what
I was saying. It was
because
it was nice. It was way nice. Like, I feel like a lot of the foreign things, of course, not all. I'm saying like first world country.
Yeah, they're making stew.
A lot of
like
places have gotten way more creative than we have.
Yeah, well, Japan's ahead of us technologically, I think. But I think also what we're seeing is that there's probably some really nice 7-Elevens in the United States, but those aren't going to get posted because it's so normal, right?
It's not the same. Okay, I'm saying I've been
to 7-Elevens. I know it's not the same because it's a different market.
But she was in, it was a fucking different world in there.
Over there, they probably don't want Snickers bars. They want like, you know, like a fucking...
Yeah, it was like seaweed-wrapped suit. It was like a seaweed-wrapped sandwich and shit.
Yeah, or like an eyeball or...
What are you talking about?
I don't know. They eat different stuff over there. I mean, it's actually...
I'm saying it was like seaweed wrapped, nice, like good food. It was actually fresh. It looked nice.
Oh, so it wasn't
rats
processed.
That's why I'm telling you what it was. And you're saying rat heads and possums hanging. I'm telling you how nice it was.
Okay.
And how good some of the food
did you know
looked.
The N in 7-Eleven is the only letter that's not in a capitalized font? Oh, I've always wondered why.
I don't know.
7-Eleven, the N at the very end of the word 11 is not capitalized. It's got to be a reason.
But the other ones are?
Mm-hmm. They're all in uppercase format. It's in lowercase. Interesting. I don't know what it could be, but I would love to know.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
Also, koalas have chlamydia. Everyone knows that, I think, but...
Yeah, they all... Is it syphilis or chlamydia?
I think it's chlamydia. That's a very common thing they all have.
Really? I pet a koala, and I was like...
Well, you should wash your hands after handling...
Yeah, but I already had it when I pet it, so it was fine. No, I'm kidding. I was like, they're like, hey, don't touch it. I'm like, I'm fine. I didn't get it treated.
You should be more worried than I am.
Yeah, I was planning on going to the zoo, so I didn't get it treated. You know, I was like, hey, I don't want to catch it twice, so you know, I'll wait. How long, like, say you got an STD, how long are you waiting? Like, is it just like instant or like...
How long am I waiting?
To go get it treated.
As soon as I can. Are you fucking dumb?
I don't know. What if you have a busy schedule?
I don't care.
I've never had one, so I don't fucking know. But
you tell me you wouldn't be freaking out a little bit?
Well, say it's one of the ones that's like you pop a pill and it's gone, you know.
Like, okay, I guess, but you said get it treated. So by this time, I already know what I have. So it's like chlamydia or something.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still going as soon as possible.
Yeah, of course.
Because like, I mean, why would you not?
Isn't it weird to just be like, because like diseases are like little critters, right? Pretty much. They're like little microorganisms. And it's like, dude, get out. Like, why are you in me? I don't like that. It gives me the heebie-jeebies. Like, it's just swimming around. It's like, now my fucking pee burns.
Yeah, we get stuff all over us all the time.
I know, but it's in you, and it's making your pee burn. I want to know why it makes your pee burn. Because that's like the number one telltale
sign.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah.
Have you ever had your pee burn and you're like, oh, fuck, I'm infected. And then it's like, no, you just drink a fuck ton of caffeine.
No, yeah. I have it one time. I think I was like 18. And I'm like, oh, my God, I think I have STD. Yeah. And I didn't have anything. I'm like, oh. Okay.
Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, my God. The problem with like WebMD is it's like you.
And then my roommate, one of my first roommates did in college. He and he's like, dude, think of STD. Turns out, kidney stone.
Oh.
Phew. Yeah.
Well, I take chlamydia.
Which is actually way worse. Kidney stone.
I take chlamydia over a kidney stone.
I was kidding because a kidney stone is like the most painful thing I
got. Yeah, apparently my sister got one in France. And I was like, ha.
It's fucked up. My dad's had like two.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's funny.
It's the worst thing ever.
Because my I feel like my sister puts on this this aura of like, you know, eating healthy. But then it's like, huh, I eat like shit and I drink all day. Not actually, but I drink. I'm pissing out fucking clear piss water, baby.
Yeah, you can drink so it. So sick.
No, I'm just saying. I thought it was funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, everyone's different.
That is true.
Well, I'm sure your good luck will run out eventually.
Yeah. Oh, no, it will. It will catch up to me. What, so if you had to choose an STD that's like...
Chlamydia. What the fuck?
No, I'm saying...
Most common one.
Okay, I think chlamydia and gonorrhea...
Take a pill, it's gone.
I think chlamydia and gonorrhea are the two that you can take a pill and it's gone. What about the ones that aren't? You got herpes.
Syphilis.
Syphilis.
AIDS.
AIDS. Pick one.
Why would I pick one? That's so dumb.
No, I'm saying you have to.
I have to? I don't know enough about
the only thing is that syphilis and I don't know everything about syphilis. I just remember in House, they were like, oh, he has brain syphilis. And so yeah,
I'm
like,
I don't know. I'm saying I don't know enough about this shit. I don't want, I'm not going to pick. Like, that's stupid.
I'm not picking herpes.
You said picked an STD.
If I got herpes, I think
I picked
I'm
chlamydia.
Just,
I picked chlamydia.
Yeah. I'm saying if I got herpes, I'm either going to find a woman with herpes, obviously, or I'm just going to end it.
Well, it's actually pretty more common than you think.
Probably there's like a dating website for it. It's like, oh,
well,
it's like
plenty of people have it and live like normal lives. Like,
problem is you can't even like share a fork with someone. Like, dude, if you have it in your mouth,
oh,
if
you have mouth, I don't know how that works, but yeah. Well, a cold sore, isn't that technically herpes?
It's part of the herpes strain of virus.
Yeah.
But it's not the,
so if you have
herpes.
A cold sore, then technically you've had herpes. I mean,
oh wow. We all have it. God, these fucking diseases just use our bodies like a little playground, dude. And it drives me wild. I don't like it.
Welcome back, Slapdicks. It's Around the Lunch Table, episode
114.
114. First and foremost, I want to start with our sponsors, Aperture Oceans, bringing ideas and ads
to life.
And also want to shout out Liv Stallion, Never Be Tamed, a wellness fitness page started by ATLT's own Brandon Battiato. You can look him up on Instagram. Brandon spelled the usual way, Battiato, B-A-T-T-I-A-T-O. Brandon, I mean, Jack, take it away.
Before I do the other two, ATLTstore.com and check out the hoodie I'm wearing, the shirt he's wearing, and this awesome bucket hat, which I wanted to wear, but it doesn't go over the headphones. Got moles. If you have moles in the Puget Sound area, servicing northern Seattle to southern Tacoma, they are your what?
For some reason, I just thought of like a lot of those like corny like advertisement commercials, and the rest is up to you. And the guy like blasts off or something.
How low can the prices go? And there's guy like a limboing, you know,
anyway,
underneath
sorry,
the price block.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah. Servicing northern Seattle to southern Tacoma, they're your premier mole exterminator using chemical-free methods. Also the winner of the number one mole exterminator by the trusted American Mole Association. Last but not least, Atlas Aeration. They make your lawn looking like fresh. I'm not going to use that joke again. Just fresh and clean like a spring breeze using a variation of aeration, thatching, other shit that you really don't care about. If you just want your lawn to look good, you call these guys, atlasaeration.com. Also, patreon.com/ATLT for episodes exclusive-ish and somewhat early. Boom. Bam. Z, it's Tuesday. It's episode 114. Mm-hmm. You combine those together. What is that? That's six. Interesting. Follow the signs.
The signs with Jersey Jerry.
Follow the signs. Who wears number six? Ben Roethlisberger.
He wears number seven.
I don't fucking know.
Retired now.
He also just seemed like not the guy to be a quarterback, but he had a good career.
He had a pretty good career, yeah.
He only went to the Super Bowl. He only has one ring.
Yeah, I think he went
like
twice.
I have any merit to be like, you only have one ring.
It's like those videos they said when you're watching the best athletes in the world compete in the Super Bowl, it's like a fat guy eating chips. He's like, he sucks.
So something I thought about today, I was contemplating my own death. And
what?
No, I'm kidding. But this was a serious thought. So like, say, you know, some people want to be cremated, right?
Yeah.
So say you chose and you're like, hey, Jack, like in your will, you're like, I want to be cremated, but just like throw me on a bonfire in the back, you know, and like have all your friends there. Like, can you do that? Like, can I just burn the body or do you have
no.
There has to be official.
if you have the ashes already, yeah, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
No, I'm saying to me, what if you were just like, hey, for my funeral, it's like a Burning Man, but you're on the top of it and we just burn you. Can we not do that?
I think you'd need some clearance for that. I don't think you could just...
You need to know a guy.
Imagine someone drives by and they're like, there's a fucking guy burning this dude.
Well, we'd have a sign that says like he's already dead.
Yeah, that makes... Hey, by the way, guys, we're burning a person. But no, you can't do that. No,
I don't think you need to know like a... Like someone in like a... not like a state senator, but like a local state representative to get that cleared.
I don't even think that they would waste the time to meet with you.
Like, you know, they owe you a favor. Like, you know, a car...
In what world does a state representative owe you a favor?
A car almost hits his kid and I like grab it out of the way and he's like, hey, what's your name, sir? And I'm like...
You get a Medal of Honor and you're kissing a baby on the stairs. Yeah. And
he's like, hey, when the time comes, you know, I got you. And I'll be like,
dude, all right. By the way, I had actually a funny idea. I don't even know if I'm actually... I feel like I'm a little... I don't think I'd really be able to go that far with it, but it'd be really funny if you and I had like a...
Faked our own deaths.
No. Had a competition and it was who could get the farthest in local government. So we go to like... So we start with the bottom. We're handing out flyers for mayors and governors, whatever, like small things. And we work in these guys' office. We see in 6 months, can one of us get far enough to where it's like, okay, yeah, I made it to his secretary. I made it to...
I would be so down.
But I don't think
I
have...
If we don't have jobs.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Dude, what I think would be funny is...
Or we both just go and we just see how long it takes for us to fucking... for us to get fired. You know what I'm saying? Like, try to... At some point, just working like, oh, this guy's running next term. I'm going to work on some of his campaign stuff. Like, we're handing out flyers and stuff.
What would be funny if one of us gets elected mayor? We just don't even know what the fuck to do. And they're like, we're looking to you to change the city. And we're like, no.
Well, I'm looking to you.
Yeah, this was all filmed and documented as a joke.
Well, I said run by the people. I mean it. I don't want to run it.
It's like, no, seriously, the decisions are up to you guys. Like,
dude, I think it'd be kind of fun.
I think it's a big...
I think it'd actually be kind of sick to be a campaign manager. Not like a serious campaign, like the big ones, but like a local one. That's kind of fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have to be cutthroat.
And then you can walk around the local, like, yeah, I'm DeSantos's campaign manager.
You know what I want to do is just one of those slam commercials. And it's like, Isaiah Luzny, does he actually want the sewage of the lake cleaned? No, he was seen snorting coke at the fucking bar last night. You know, like, obviously not. But, you know, just like slam people.
Yeah, it's funny. That's the example you use.
That they use drugs. They use whatever.
No, you think that I'm... You think that I'm like a...
I know you don't do that.
No, you do. You do. Remember the Narcan thing? No, you have this weird little thing. You just make little moves from your ivory tower.
What do you mean?
No, I've seen it.
I know
I've
you don't
it.
Do coke.
I've seen it multiple times. No, it doesn't. It's a bigger picture than that.
Oh, it's a
bigger
picture.
You have tunnel vision. You're like a horse with the blinders. You only look... You only see one thing. You're going too fast to see the whole picture. You plant these little seeds... And unfortunately for you, I picked them all up and I listen.
Yeah, and just like Hansel and Gretel, there's little breadcrumbs. And when you're done picking them up, you're right in my little trap. Because your head's down the whole time picking them up. Anyways, what I was going to say is... What?
I don't know, I'm just thinking.
Oh, okay. Yeah, stew on that.
Stew.
Stew. No, like, I would want to do like a slam campaign ad or like...
slam poetry.
Ooh, I'm actually not bad at it. Slam poetry. I think I'd rock.
I don't think I'd be able to keep up with the acting part of it and the, cause it's not, you're not just reading it. You're like emotions.
Oh
and
yeah.
In
emotions
theater.
Are involved. Yes.
No, I'm not that.
Yeah. I think I'm a pretty bad actor.
I could do it sarcastically, like to make fun.
Yes. No, that's the way I could do it. Yeah. 100%.
I don't think
yes.
It would be like serious. Like, oh my God, that was moving. Like, and everyone's like,
no, but I think I could woo the crowd. See, that's what I think I'd be good at politics. I think I'm a good ass kisser. One.
Well, I think it depends what crowd you get yourself in front of. If you get yourself in front of a bunch of idiots, yeah, you could do good. But if there are a bunch of people who are smart, no.
Do you think a ton of smart people are going to the local Enumclaw council meeting rallies?
No, but exactly. Not a lot of normal people. Most people going are into politics.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Or they just want, like, you know,
or they're
a new HOA or something, and they're like, hey, you know, my neighbor leaks his trash cans out.
People that are going, like, HOA meetings, it's like, that's like, dude, you don't have anything else going on that you don't miss a meeting or something?
Exactly. Like, that's ridiculous. We have an HOA. I don't even know what the fuck it is. I know Alex is going to run it at some point or some shit. She's going to be like, we need to clean up these streets. Fucking.
And I started yesterday with my little grab.
Yeah, she's out there. Dude, okay, her fucking campaign video anyone who doesn't know, Alex is Z's girlfriend. Her little campaign video would just be, it would start with her like walking down the street with a little grabber, picking up a can. And it's like, we need to clean these streets.
And bring your brooms, because it's a mess.
Exactly. No, dude, I think running for local office would be great. I mean, what do you think? Like,
you could be hot shit in the local city, you know?
Yeah. I feel like news anchors
kind of are. Big fish in a small pond.
Yeah, news anchors kind of are. Because remember Newswatch 12 in Medford? I saw Brian Morton one time, and I'm just like, wow, I see this guy on TV every day. Yeah,
this guy must be a big deal. When he's not, but...
He's also at the Wendy's with me, which is interesting. But, you know, I was like, okay, like, this is fucking cool. I feel like news anchors were big, not as much anymore, because no one watches the news.
Mm.
Not as much as they used to. We're on Twitter.
Local news, maybe not.
Yeah.
But I would say a lot of people watch the news.
Yeah. No, I'm fucking down, dude. Fucking thing is
I think it'd be fun to be a fucking weatherman.
Yeah, you could like fuck with it a little bit.
They're all doing stories, this, that, and you're like, okay, here's the forecast. Okay, I can kind of just do whatever here. Just tell them in a creative way what's going to happen next week.
What I don't get is when they have to go out into the field to tell you the weather. And it's like, guys, it's raining. It's like,
yeah, but like that's part of
drive
saying,
out there.
But here's the thing. I'm saying that's why I think weatherman, it'd be like the best of both worlds kind of thing. Because it's like, hey, okay, we're going out. And you're just going to sit there and be like, hey, well, I'm here in Southern Oregon. We have 3 inches of snow on the ground. It's like, that's it. And then you're like, all right, I'm done. Cool. Yeah, see ya.
I just feel like getting like a 4-year degree to like go out and explain what's around you is just kind of like, I can do that in the studio, you know? I don't need to go out to
the snow.
Yeah, but
then you also, unlike the other ones, you get to leave the studio. You get to have little, mm-hmm. little breaks, little trips.
Yeah. I think I'd want one of my own little segments, you know?
Yeah, they do have their own segments.
Yeah, like, you know, Jack's Jots. What is he thinking?
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, exactly.
Now for the next week's forecast.
Yeah, exactly. I'd fucking like that. I think it'd be good. Someone I want to bring up. I want you to try this. So I read this tweet and it's fucking insane. Okay. So you can kind of move your dick, right? Like, you know how to.
Yeah.
Okay. So move it. Okay. What else do you do when you move your dick? Think about it. Move your dick.
Pee.
What? You're peeing right now?
No, have you ever like peed and you kind of went...
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I'm saying, so you know how to move it right now, right?
Yeah.
Now think a little lower, a little down. What else are you doing?
It's a tailbone where a tail would be.
No, you're closing your butthole, dude. Think about it. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think so.
I never noticed that.
It's like
that.
It's blinking.
Yeah, you ever seen
the butthole blink?
The eye of a horse blink. Yeah, that's what it is. Isn't that a saying?
I've never heard it.
Oh, the eye of a horse blink? You ever seen a horse go?
No, usually it's to get flies out of their eyes. They're like,
yeah.
But no, I don't think I've ever heard that.
I've always thought that was
I always thought, okay, think of that, but your tailbone's moving. Like if there was a tail there.
We had tails.
People, no, we've had this conversation. Okay, everyone listen right now. Okay, like your tailbone area. Okay, imagine you had a tail.
You know how to move it.
Now, imagine you have a tail if you're listening. Now move it. Imagine, try to move it if you had one. And you feel your tailbone kind of go up and down.
Mm-hmm. We had them. Dude,
yeah.
Dude, I just want a long one here.
Yeah.
Like, going over my head and shit.
You would need like a fucking lemur.
Yeah. Dude, and then it's just, I like put it over my shoulder and just like the little.
You'd have a very flamboyant tail.
Yeah. I think it'd have it'd be very naked up to like the tip and have a little puff ball on it. Like those old pajamas when they had the hat with the little ball on it.
Dude, those are sick.
Yeah.
You need to bring those back.
I miss the days, man. Remember like pajamas? You'd have your own little matching set. Like,
when did you have a matching set of pajamas?
My mom used to make them for us on Christmas Eve. So we'd get our one present on Christmas Eve, which was matching pajamas. And at some point, it just turned into a pair of sweats and a shirt. And
I think when I was like 4 or 5, I had
matching. You had some on Christmas.
Yeah.
Didn't you have matching pajamas with Alex?
It was a red shirt and with the reindeer pants.
Yeah, but she had the reindeer pants too, right? I thought it was
you
cute.
Said matching set.
Oh,
that's not a matching set.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
No.
Should we do matching ATLT pajamas?
I don't think Printful has that.
Well, you know, I mean, we can talk to some execs. If we run for local council, we might be able to, you know, pull a few strings.
Yeah, or dude, have I give some it of the downtown months. Old lady that sews them up for us.
I give it 6 months, you in local office, like a mayor, before you go bad. I'm not saying I give myself much longer. I'm saying you're going to do some shady deals 100%, 6 months in.
What shady deals are you doing in a local office? You don't have that much power. I mean, you're
especially if you've never been elected before. Who the fuck? What strings are you going
to
pull?
I don't know. Maybe, you know, big corporate wants to use that link.
Big corporate who? It's like, hey, I'm a local office. I stole pie from the pie shop.
No,
like, what are you going
to
do?
I'm saying like maybe a local business wants to, or like a local factory wants to dump sewage into the local lake.
But if you're just, if you're not an elected official.
You're the mayor. I'm saying you as the mayor of the town. You as the mayor of the town. You have the key to the city, baby.
Oh. Is there actually a key? Like when Spider-Man gets the key, is it like, oh, this big key is like the janitor master key?
Dude, that'd be sick. But
I think, is it more of just symbolic?
It's symbolic.
It's like this, but does that mean this guy can do whatever the fuck he wants?
It's fucking cool.
Is that what it is? Or is it more of just like symbolic, like this is a man for the people?
I know.
Or it's like, this guy gets the key to the city.
I know the meaning, key is.
Because if you get, in my mind, when you get the key to the city, that means like this guy can do what the fuck he wants in the city. It's his city.
Yeah, I mean, what happens? What is the significant thing when you finally buy your house? What is the thing everyone takes a picture of when they hand you the fucking keys? The car, they hand you the keys. It's like, this means it's yours now.
Yeah.
So you hand me the key to the city. I'm like, they hand me the keys to Enumclaw. I'm like,
I'm smashing the windows of Taco Bell, making myself food at 3 a.m. when they're closed. It's like, hey, I have the key to the city. I have the key to the city.
Yeah, dude, if I'm getting pulled over and the lights come on, I'm just holding the key out. And it's like, yeah, fucking move along.
Yeah.
I guess you could like make copies of the key.
They should do that.
Imagine going to a locksmith with that.
They should do that once a year in every state. Not every state, every big city, or like maybe if whatever city.
Well, small towns could do it.
Small towns could do it too. Once a year, you elect a citizen that gets the key, and people could be multiple year runners if they want to. And a person is like picked by, I don't know, that'd be too much of a hassle to get everyone. But just like maybe like the officials or whatever, they're elected. Citizen gets the key to the city, and for that year, that person gets a shit ton of perks. Like any local, you go to eat, you have like a card, you can get free fucking food for like a year. Mm. Not groceries, but like eat out or something.
Yeah, okay.
But you know what I mean? There should be a bunch of perks.
So then
everyone would strive to be a good citizen.
So the local rest. Okay, so there is a criteria. It's not like a lottery where it's random.
No.
It'll be voted on, and you know, it'll be a democratic type thing.
Yeah.
What's the first thing you're doing? I think I want to put half my body out the window with a baseball bat and just smash mailboxes. I've always wanted to do that. I've blown up a mailbox with a works bomb.
Oh, yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, works bombs, those were
well, I've hit mailboxes. They don't fly off like the old ones do.
Oh, no.
It has to be like the old school on a wood stick.
Yeah, yeah.
And even then, that rattles the fuck out of your hands.
Yeah, now we have... Imagine trying to do the ones we have now.
The whole fucking thing,
yeah. Break your fucking wrist.
No, that's not, yeah.
Dude, do you ever think as a kid when you held your hand out the window, you're like, I'm going to slap that sign?
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a long ways away. It also hurt like hell.
Yeah, you're going like 40 miles an hour, your arm rips off.
I remember my dad said that his grandpa one time, I don't know, for some reason, or his dad, my grandpa, like, I don't know, he didn't like his like arm out the window or something. So he's like, hey, if you put your arm out the window, chainsaws are going to come down and fucking cut it off. My dad believed it for like fucking ever. I was like, where'd you think they come from, dad?
I think you'd be able to see where they're coming from. Yeah,
obviously it's not going to happen. It's just funny, as a kid, you're gullible for anything. I mean, like I've said on the podcast, I thought
you thought your dad ripped the antlers out of the fucking beer.
I was like 7. He made me apologize.
Yeah, kids are gullible. Everyone knows that.
It's fucking...
That's why a lot of abductions happen.
Oh, yeah. I almost just asked if you were going to adopt.
I said abduction.
Yeah, I said...
They said adoption. I'm like, were you adopted? I'm like, no.
No, I was going to say, if you're going to abduct someone, how would you do it? But I don't know if he's... That'd be funny.
Well, I think I would just... I don't like, you know, these hacks nowadays, the way they abduct people. It's just they do too much. At this point, just fucking grab them and run.
What?
Keep it simple. Just fucking grab them and run.
The old candy van? Just
no candy van.
Run.
Just grab them, throw them in. Bye.
Oh, throw them just in like a normal sedan.
Anything. I don't like know. I'm just saying you don't need to go through all this fucking... You don't need to go through
all these
steps.
What is the rigmarole? What is all this?
Well, there's a lot of ways people abduct people now. They have like a follow guy. They're locking them with them through the store.
They have a grease man.
They're doing all this. They're putting something on their windshield. They have to take it off, and that's when they're going to grab them. It's like, no, just grab them.
It's Ocean's 11, dude.
Or like the safari people do in Africa. They have a little sniper with a Trank gun. Bam. Drag them off. Gone.
Yeah, I think what all of the things are about is getting them alone to a place where like there's not, because there's so much technology out now. Like, you know, it's a lot harder to do it. I think
there's nowhere where there isn't eyes at this point. It's just like, fuck it, just do it.
Well, they don't want to get caught. That's why there's all these masks. Planning involved.
Cover your license plate, ditch the car after, bam, done.
Okay. So you have to steal a car first because you can't just ditch your own car. So then they'll know.
Yeah, perfect.
So Grand Theft Auto and then stealing said person.
Gloves, no fingerprints. I mean, come on. Let the wheels turn.
Okay. You've obviously thought about this. It's interesting.
I don't need to think about it to know how to pull off a good crime. I think if I was a criminal, I think I'd be a damn good one.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you're unpredictable, but also not meticulous enough with the details. I think sometimes.
And I take it the you're the cure to this.
No, I'm not saying that.
Not being meticulous.
I'm not great with details either.
Hmm.
I'm just saying I don't think either of us would be a great criminal.
I think I would because of the fact that I would enjoy it, and if I enjoy it, I would care enough about it to be meticulous.
There's a dark side of you unraveling these past few episodes.
I'm just saying.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, if you don't care about something, of course you're not going to be meticulous as you would if you enjoyed something.
Oh, I would care about it. I don't want to get caught.
Or you have your adrenaline pumping a little bit. Yeah, of course you'd be a little more meticulous than you would if you were planning an 8-year-old's birthday. It's different.
What was it, my 8-year-old?
It's an example. I'm saying if you're planning an event or you're planning something you don't care about, or you're kind of, okay, what do I need to plan for this barbecue for the in-laws today? Okay, you're not worried about that versus, okay, I don't want to go to jail. I'm going to be very meticulous about this.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I agree. I think I'm excited for, not excited, but, you know, when someone in our friend group gets the first kid, you know, and we have to go to its birthday.
Okay. Oh, I'm not doing that.
Well, we have to go.
Says who?
It's the right thing to do.
If I'm in town, I'll go, but I'm not going to.
It's one of our friend group, like here in like local. Like,
yeah, if they had a kid, if I'm here, great.
Jordan and Bailey have a kid.
Right? I'm not going to cancel a vacation to go to a 1-year-old's birthday they're not going to remember.
What I'm excited for is that, you know, there's not going to be like alcohol allowed or something. So we're going to have a little cooler in the trunk. The other dads are going to be like, hey, I heard there's beer, you know, and then you fucking go out there and it's going to be sneaky again. I'm excited for that.
You know,
it's gonna be
sneaky. I also think, first of all, I think we should cancel birthdays for kids until they're like 3, 5. Four, three or four, maybe, yeah, 4 or 5.
I don't remember shit before don't I was even, like 10.
No, I, 4 is as far as my memory will go.
Yeah, I don't.
You know, I remember like two things from when I was 4.
I remember a little like green little squirt gun I had when I was like 10. That's it. Because it was a picture at Liberty.
Yeah, I'm
it.
Saying like, dude, like, can we just cancel this? Like, oh, yeah, my kid's turning 1. No, I'm not going. He's not going to remember. He's not going to remember you. He's not going to remember what you did on his first birthday either. Why am I going?
Well, that's why adopted kids, when they're like 3, you can just be like, this is your mom. And they're like, oh, it's my mom. They don't even know they're fucking adopted. It's crazy. You can just pull everything over them.
But yeah, that's not what I was saying. But I'm just saying, like, I don't understand why we're still having birthdays for 1 and 2-year-olds. Like, if you want, okay, in the privacy with your own family, yay, okay, whatever, cool.
Yeah, woo.
Why are we throwing extravagant birthdays for babies?
It's because the parents are losing out on their social life, so it's an excuse for everyone to come to them.
Okay, and that's great, but like, I'm saying, get a babysitter, go to the bar with your friends. I don't know. I'm just saying.
It's our 1-year-old's birthday, let's all go to the bar.
Well, it's a 1-year-old kid. Why the fuck are we having parties for babies?
I think it's...
I don't care. Dude, and it's not insensitive to say so, because here's the thing.
I didn't say it was insensitive.
I don't think... Okay, listen, there's nothing wrong in the privacy of your home. Like, oh, he's 3 today, and we have a little thing, give him a little cupcake, whatever. He's kind of barely, can't really do much.
Yeah.
Whatever, cool. But I'm saying you don't have to organize a whole party and then pressure your other good friends to come to a fucking baby's birthday.
I'm excited for it for the sneakiness. I'm excited for the sneakiness.
Most likely you won't have to sneak, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know, but maybe if they're like, hey guys, you know.
I think you just want to be able to sneak, so they can say exactly. That, like, oh, I'm sneaky now.
No, I'm just saying, remember that feeling as a kid when it was like,
you know, you can't be. You're the funnest time to drink is when you know you shouldn't be.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
That's why going to get drinks during the week is so fun. Because you know, you're like, I shouldn't be doing this because I have work, whatever, blah, blah. But that's when you always have the rush, and that's when you always want to just do it the most.
And, you know,
the forbidden fruit is often the sweetest.
That's right. And it's always those times where it's like, hey, babe, I'm going to have 1 drink and I'll come home. And then you call her an hour or two later. And it's like, oh, I was having 1 more. And then you call her 4 hours later. I need a ride.
It just progressively gets worse.
Okay, sorry, not a 1-year-old's. Let's say like, a 7 or 8-year-old's birthday, okay? Because they probably won't be drinking allowed because they have their other kid friends. They're not even their friends. It's just their parents' friends that are kids and they just let them play or whatever.
See, 7, 8 of close friends and family, I could see how that would be. I mean, I'm still not going to push off a vacation or something for it.
No, of course not. I mean, I'm going to show up a little bit late.
Yeah, I'm not going
to be like, hey.
You say that now, but if that in 10 years when it's your Saturday and you're actually, wow, you're free, and then you're like, well, I don't know if I want to, you're going to stop by maybe. You're not going to stay.
Yeah, no, I want the, you know, the kid to be like, hey, you know,
Uncle Jack.
Uncle Jack made it. I'm like, hey, sport, here's that $10 V-Bucks that I picked up on the way here. Yeah.
Found this in your closet and re-gifting it to you?
Exactly. No, I think, dude, I just don't want to be at the age where I have to text someone and be like, hey, what do I get your kid? Like, I'm not gonna form a relationship with this being who doesn't even know who I am. Like, I don't know what to get him. I don't know shit about baby shit.
You're 100% going to be that person.
What?
Because you're going to want the kid to be like, dude, that's my cool Uncle Jack. And so you're going to be like, oh, I love that kid. Even though you don't
want to. I'm
going
to be nice.
Yeah, but I'm saying you're going to. You're like, oh, I'm not going to text and ask. Yeah, you will.
No, I say I don't want to have to, but I will. Yes, 100%. I'm saying I don't want to have to be in that situation. Dude, I don't know shit about kids.
No, you don't. No.
Okay, here's the thing. When we came out with the new merch, Joe, Russ's brother or whatever, I was going to send them three some merch. He listens to the podcast, big fan. So I was like, hey, he has a young daughter. I think she's like 7. I was like, hey, what size does she wear? And then, dude, I've never even heard of these sizes. It was like a youth 7. I was like, what is that? I didn't know they were numbers. I thought it was just like small, medium, large.
You're like, dude, this isn't fucking baby cat.
I know. No, we actually, Printful does do it. So she's getting a shirt.
Oh.
But I'm like, do I get her a youth 8 because she's going to grow into it? You know, like, I don't know.
No, get her a 9, 10, 11 so she can keep wearing it.
Yeah,
she's growing.
Exactly. Yeah. A one size fits most.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
Do you think someone got sued for that? Because it used to be one size fits all. And it's like, actually, one size fits all.
100% someone got sued for that.
Stupid.
Why would you say one size fits all? You know how many shapes and sizes a lot of these fucking people are?
Yeah.
But I think you could argue, actually, there really isn't anything one size fits all. Unless it was like a gown
or
like a very long graduation gown.
Well, technically.
But wouldn't it be 7 foot?
Technically, it just can't be too small. If it's too big, it'll technically fit over anyone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, you could have a 4XL will fit anyone. It just.
But I think depending on what you're ordering too, because I think on Amazon, like when we get Halloween stuff, like depending on what we were looking at, there was a couple that said one size fits all for this particular, like, it was like a youth.
Because it was probably adjustable elastic.
Yeah, and it was
strap,
like a child's costume.
Have you seen those fucking girls' shirts that are like this big and then they just like stretch into a whole fucking outfit? It's
no.
Like those old
corset.
No. It looks like a tube, and then they just like fucking throw it on, and it just, dude, it's incredible.
No, then the corset have all the laces on it up here,
no,
and they would squeeze them.
I'm not talking about a corset, but it's like one of those, like, remember those little foam dinosaurs you throw in the water, and it's like, watch them grow, and then they go,
yeah,
and then you didn't know what to do with it. You're like, you
wow.
Wanted that in the store.
Nice,
so
I have a fucking, I yeah. Have a 2 foot fucking T Rex.
I have a Triceratops.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. I don't know. That's something.
Yeah, that is something. I don't even think it's not even like, actually, what am I talking about? Like, I think that kids are like
overrated.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. No, I just feel like, for example, like, dude, like when you try to hold it, I've seen you try to hold the baby a couple times.
It's not
like,
my baby.
It's like you're holding a fucking C4 block and you're like, I can't drop this. But no, same thing. But that's how I think.
Just being safe.
But if it's like a family member, it's different. It's like, okay, whatever. But it's like, yeah. Strange, baby. It's like, hey, don't put me in a situation.
Exactly.
Where like, I don't know what to do with this thing. Like, I don't, what happens if like I have a reaction? Meaning, like, what if it throws up on me, but because I'm not used to holding babies, I just throw it.
Exactly.
Because I'm like,
but I'm just like, ew.
You know, because if I have like a cat or a dog, I'm like, oh, I just throw them out of my hands. Like, oh, you fucker.
Yeah.
Like, what if I do that to the, what if I do that to the baby?
It's just a reaction. It's
like, and it has nothing heinous. There's no anger behind it. It's
no,
not like
course.
It's not like, oh,
yeah.
It's like, I just, what if it pukes on me and I throw the baby out of my hands because it's like, oh, this isn't my baby. A strange baby just puked on me.
Yeah. I don't
like,
want, I don't want,
you know,
your baby.
I don't
want
to be in that position.
I don't want
make me hurt it.
Yeah, don't put me in that position.
You know
is,
what I mean?
I'm not against having kids. I just know I don't want one. Right,
and
now.
It has nothing to do with like from a place of anger or like I'm a psycho. It's just I don't have the reaction that I would for a person who's always holding a baby, much less a stranger's.
Exactly.
I'm more scared of my reaction to something versus me as a person.
I don't want to. I have no emotional connection to this ball of meat here that's crying.
Yeah, so I have no problem reacting to my normal senses as I always do.
No, I mean, I'm not doing that. I just, I am scared that like, but no, I know you said it's like I'm holding a C4 block, but that's because I'm being super extra safe. I'm just like, I'm not going to drop this.
You one time made a good point. Like, okay, I thought about this afterwards. Okay, obviously it's very unlikely, but what if you're holding a baby and there is an earthquake mm-hmm. or something, and you fall on it and you kill it. What are you going to jail for murder?
What if the fault line is right between your legs?
You just okay, drop it. Let's not get too technical. I'm saying, what if like there was a event, or maybe, hey, listen, there's a gust, like a hurricane's coming, and there's like 100-mile-an-hour winds,
whoa.
And you're like, you're holding the baby, it goes up in the sky.
It's like a kite.
Yeah, but
you're
I'm saying, okay,
by the umbilical
what,
cord?
What if there was an act of like, it was nature that you fell? Like, I'm not saying you tripped over a tree branch, or you jumped and fell, but like a fucking earthquake started to shake and everyone falls over and you fall on the beach. Are you going to jail for murder?
If it's an act of, if it's something with nature, then Mother Earth better be in court that next Monday, because it's not my fault. Okay,
there's a clause, I forgot, in
Santa?
Some of the laws, I think it's called like an act of God or something like that, that like there is a...
Which is weird because the government's not supposed to, separation between church and state, they're not supposed to recognize religion, I don't think, but which is weird because we were founded on that. Interesting.
Well, you swear an oath and you swear in a Bible. I mean,
well, it's just strange because there's supposed to be a separation. Strange.
Well, I think there is, but it's founded upon, it's in the roots. So
the roots.
Like, they're not going to have someone on trial and be like, well, because Jesus did it, it's fine. Like, they're not the same.
Yeah.
It's still like, you're swearing on this that you're telling the truth.
You know a good point? Imagine you're a kid. And have you ever seen those packets where you can like put it into juice and it just makes wine now? So fucking easy.
No, I've seen no
dude,
such
it's
things.
Literally, I've seen ads for them.
Alcoholic?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Put it in a juice, fucking anything, and in like 7 days you have wine or an alcoholic beverage. It's crazy.
What?
Yeah. Okay, imagine a kid nowadays, okay, right? Okay.
God, it'd be crazy to be a kid nowadays.
Yeah. You fucking take a thing of juice, you know, you got your fucking juice. And you take this fucking packet and throw it in there, right?
Yeah.
So now you're walking down the street with your fucking, with your juice. Okay?
Yeah.
You get pulled over, or someone's like, hey, MIP, minor in possession.
You're a kid. Why do you get pulled over?
Okay, sorry, but someone's like, hey, this kid's walking
fucking
weird.
Cop in a longboard.
Yeah, no. And, you know, it's probably a bike.
You're walking too fast, buddy.
I don't know. Okay, say you're at a party or something. You're only drinking your juice, though. Fucking whatever. They try to get you for an MIP. It's like, God turned water into wine. Why the fuck can't I?
That's completely different.
I'm saying like,
you're way is, off.
Okay,
you're
okay,
way off.
What I don't
off.
Get is why you can't legally have. Okay. The craziest thing. There's a coworker at my work. You know what he said? On the outside of apples, if you don't wash them, it has yeast on it. So you know what he did? He took apples. All he did was just take, he added nothing, smashed them up, put them in a fucking jar, put a little airlock on it so that the air could get out. It doesn't explode. Fermented on its own cider.
Yeah.
Why did we not know this as kids? We needed to get fucking alcohol so bad. We could have just gone to grandma's apple tree, fucking throw it in some buckets and call it
good. We're not going
to
do that. Let's be honest.
We were
no
smart.
They're not going to do that. No one's going
to
do that.
That'd be fun to get fucked up. I don't know.
Yeah, we did get fucked up.
Yeah, but
we did.
We didn't have to ask a homeless guy at 7-Eleven and exchange favors to fucking get the pack of fucking Four Locos.
I think we would have rather done that because the time that we were planning on getting it, the party was in 3 hours. So.
Oh, I'm not saying we're not bringing homemade cider to a party.
Exactly.
I meant,
what the fuck are you talking about?
I meant
about?
Like we're sitting in the basement with the boys and we're like, hey, you know.
Yeah, okay. You sit in the basement with the boys. How are you going to get alcohol that same night?
No, I'm saying it's planned. You have it. And if you keep it on a cycle, you know, every week you do a new batch, you'll always have a batch.
Yeah, but then you risk parents finding it. So it's just like, you know, no one deal with that.
Mom, Dad, I'm making apple juice. Ooh, it tastes a little funny.
I mean,
I don't know. I'm saying, you know, you're having a basement night with the boys. The Sound of Music
I think
is
it was
on.
Part. I think it's getting someone to buy it for you and doing all that and going through all that, sneaking out of your house, securing the
made
alcohol, and then making it to the party. It was part of the experience.
Oh, it made you a man.
It's part of the experience.
Made you a fucking man, dude. And that
dude,
fucking
Jesse and I would always have this guy get us MD40s, dude.
Shit.
MD40s, bro. Oh my
dude,
God.
Old English Steel Reserve.
Ew, bro.
We had a lot of those in Eugene.
We had a... Dude, those are so fucking disgusting.
Oh, those are
oh my God. That makes me want to throw up.
You know they have like
it.
Fruit flavor? I don't even want to look
I don't even want to talk about it.
We're
either.
At 38.
All right, cool.
Well, thanks for watching. Make sure you check out or listening. Patreon.com/ATLT. ATLTstore.com for the merch. I got some cool stuff coming out. It actually is out. Palm trees. And then palm trees. That's hard. That song when you were baked.
Hard as
fuck. Hard as fuck.
Dude, that
lions don't lose sheep.
Lions don't lose sleep over the pinion of sheep. That's
on
pretty
the
good.
Road to the riches, money sticking to my cleats.
Dude, that beat, oh my God, is so hard.
With the
bro.
Most opinions. Wait, what was the. What was the.
So much grace. Unzip the bag, dip in my hand, and then I palm trees until they come stay.
Dude, that song was so fucking hard.
Oh, what was it?
Every day, me and Mary Jane.
But I'm truly lifted.
Dude, that song was so hard, bro.
Mary never cheat me. Mary not a backstabbing bitch.
Backstabbing bitch. Dude, we used to bang that fucking song.
Oh, no. I'm feeling myself. All right, that's it.
If anyone, hey, Palm Tree, Flatbush Zombie, you ever heard that song when you were younger? You're a piece of shit.
Yeah,
you song did. Was you, hard as
you
fuck.
Obviously were never in a fucking 2005 Lincoln Town Car with your head against the window drooling.
They can find me as Al_Lesney on Instagram. Jack, where can they find you?
Jack_Spencer. Both of our Instagrams at the Around the Lunch Table page. That'll be it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are a little over a month away from the Gorge. The Gorge. The Gorge Amphitheater. ATLT takes the Gorge. At the Beyond Wonderland Festival.
Yes.
So if anyone's going, fucking message the page, because honestly, we are going to be there with cameras, interviewing people, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to be there. We're going to be live, and it's going to be a fun time. So if
and we're passing out Bibles.
If by chance you guys are going,
say hi.
Because it's a very popular thing. So I don't know. A lot of people do go to that. So if you are, message us, and we will put you on the podcast. So yeah. Anyways, thanks guys for listening. We'll see you next week and see ya.
Let's get rowdy up in here.